And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of February, 2014. 1792, George Washington established the post office on this day and made Benjamin Franklin the first postmaster general. He was in that position for only about a year, but the modern post office traces its method of operation directly to the system that Franklin set up. 1872, the Metropolitan Museum of Art opened in Manhattan. It was in a building on Fifth Avenue that they rented. It had been a house and then a dance academy. It's the birthday of Ansel Adams, San Francisco, 1902. When he was 14 years old, his parents gave him a Kodak Brownie camera, and they took him on a trip to Yosemite National Park. And Ansel Adams spent the rest of his life taking pictures of Yosemite Park, photographs that became familiar to millions of people. It's the birthday of author Richard Matheson, born Allendale, New Jersey, 1926, wrote science fiction, fantasy, horror novels that inspired Anne Rice and Stephen King. He wrote for TV shows like The Twilight Zone and Star Trek, and his novel Bid Time Return, 1975, was made into a movie, Somewhere in Time, the story of a man who falls in love with a photograph of a woman from the past and goes back in time to meet her. And it was on this day, 1877, that Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake had its premiere at the Imperial Ballet in Moscow. It was his first attempt writing music for a ballet, and critics despised the production. It was at a time when ballet was like a national religion in Russia. Students expected to devote everything to their art. One ballerina wrote, "We were kept from contact with the world as from a contamination, brought up in almost convent-like seclusion, segregated by gender. The young women dancers allowed to see their fathers and their brothers, but no other male family members. Dancers transported in royal coaches through the streets." Tchaikovsky's score for Swan Lake was a very complicated, dramatic score, more like a symphony than a traditional ballet. And the German choreographer, Julius Reisinger, had trouble matching his choreography to the music. And that was what the critics despised, not the music of Tchaikovsky. 16 years later, they revived Swan Lake with a new choreographer, Marius Petipa, and it was a big success. Tchaikovsky, however, had died in the meantime, probably from cholera, though there were rumors that he committed suicide. The Swan Lake that you see today is descended from that revival of 1893. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver entitled Luke. I had a dog who loved flowers. Briskly she went through the fields, yet paused for the honeysuckle or the rose, her dark head and her wet nose touching the face of every one with its petals of silk, with its fragrance rising into the air where the bees, their bodies heavy with pollen, hovered. And easily she adored every blossom, not in the serious, careful way that we choose this blossom or that blossom, the way we praise or don't praise, the way we love or don't love, but the way we long to be, that happy in the heaven of earth, that wild, that loving. A poem by Mary Oliver, Luke, from her collection Dog Songs, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.